This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Question. Any question, bring it on. We'll answer it right here on What's On Your Mind. That's what we're here for, the Answer Man. I'm Scott. That's Todd. We love answering your questions. I all of a sudden just got barraged with questions here at the open of the program. That's okay. That's fine. And I don't know the answer, so I'm scrambling to find out. But whatever the question, 800-228-0550. It's called What's On Your Mind because we want to know what's on your mind right here on the program. Today, we're going to chat with House Majority Leader Al Carlson, Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner on this new infrastructure funding plan they have rolled out last week. Did you see details on that? Yeah, so we'll give you the 30,000-foot view from the leadership on this program, how it will work, how it will be funded. The need for it, all of that, with the two leaders today on the program. We're also going to talk with folks from the North Dakota Department of Transportation as well as the North Dakota Safety Council to talk about an 8-year low for motor vehicle fatalities, crashes down in the first 6 months of the year. That's interesting. So we'll find out what's behind that, what's driving that, and maybe it's just more awareness, this zero-tolerance idea. Deal with that a little bit today on the program. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Ty, maybe you know the answer to this question, so I can just check this as done. But we received a call about this Harvest, I think it's a Harvest Festival parade in Bismarck. That's a big deal every September. They want to know the date for it. You know the date of this
year's event? I'll double check and find it.
Somebody tells me September 15th. I don't know what September 15th is, but I knew it. I think it's mid-September, pretty sure.
I don't remember the exact date.
We will answer your question.
But that actually does sound right, because I know the next weekend I'm at a wedding, and I realize, as you said that, I realize, hey, that's got to be right. I will double-check that.
All right, we'll get you the exact answer.
Speaking of big get-togethers, did you hear about the state North Dakota State Fair attendance?
I heard it was within inches of a record or something.
Second best year, and it was off to a weak start. Not weak, but weaker than the previous year. However, Thursday through the end of the fair, it picked up considerably. Now, what else happened Thursday through the end of the fair? Actually, Thursday and Friday.
Girls racing pigs. No, they were there the whole time.
Nice try.
I ate a deep-fried Twinkie.
You were at the North Dakota State Fair Thursday and Friday. So
are you.
My appearance, no, I was there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday while the attendance was weak, and then it came around once you got there. So
yeah, I think actually...
You're going to give credit to the sold-out Nickelback concert? That's what you're going to give credit to?
Sure.
Come on, there were 3 days, and they were only there one day. You were there, too.
It was all fun. I think the weather might have had a little something to do with it, too. It was a little chilly early in the week, and then it got nice. But I'm just glad people took it in and were part of it. So that's kind of fun. And if just a few more of you had gone, they'd have a record. God darn it, anyway. Okay, so back to the parade thing while Todd's checking that date. Remember, we had somebody call in one day because I was talking about, you know, I've never walked in a parade, and I'd like to walk in a parade. And he said, how about you come walk in the Harvest Parade? So I said, okay, sounds like a good idea. And I said, when is it? September. I said, perfect. I'll get some other people to walk with me. And then we came up with this idea.
Autumn Fest Parade, it is September 15th.
Autumn Fest. Okay, not Harvest Fest. Autumn Fest. And September 15th is the date. All right, we got you your answer. So put that date on your calendar, and here's what we're going to do. We are going to... get in the game of taking a poll, right, Todd? Every other media organization, this is our polling, this our poll says that, right? How about we do our own? And we're going to do it rather unique. we're going to say everyone is invited to the parade. Autumn Fest? Is that what you call it, Todd? Autumn Fest?
Yep.
Or Autumn Festival?
There is a Harvest Fest that they do up in Hazen, Beulah Hazen. So that's why that was sticking in my head, too. But, yeah, it is Autumn Fest.
Autumn Fest, Bismarck, okay? September 15th. And we were inviting our listeners to walk in the parade, and our poll will go like this. However many people are walking behind Heidi Heitkamp, we'll count up that number. That'll be her poll number. However many people are walking with Congressman Kevin Cramer, we'll count them up, and we'll tell you that. And that will be, this will be the right there. That'll be our scientific poll. I think it'll be genius. I think it'll go global. I can hardly wait. So September 15th, mark it on your calendar. And the first parade I've ever walked in, right there. Looking forward to it. I haven't decided yet whether I'm walking the Heitkamp parade or the Cramer parade. I'm kind of working, going back and forth. Yeah, I'm listening to everything. I'm listening to what I'm hearing. And, as long as things stay on the up and up, then I'll go. Actually, this might change my mind. Remember when John Hoeven ran against Heidi Heitkamp for the race for governor? Remember that? There was a debate. Bill Sorensen hosted a debate. And he asked a question about some important ag issues. And what I find interesting about this is Heidi Heitkamp, throughout the campaign, for the most part, not the entire campaign, but I guess it started about, what, March? April? I'm trying to remember exactly when the tariffs started being put on and the hysteria began over trade negotiations. And Heidi Heitkamp has been this big champion of NAFTA. Like, how could you do this to NAFTA? I mean, NAFTA is great. NAFTA is wonderful. We love the Canadians. Everything works great with Canadians, and everything's perfect. Remember? That's what she's saying now. But what did she say then?
Question for you, Heidi. What do we do about Canada dumping grain and beef into our state? Is it fair trade when we cannot reciprocate?
Absolutely not. I have never been a fan of NAFTA and GATT. I think you could see the crisis coming as those agreements were negotiated. American producers were left behind. We had an interesting challenge last legislative session.
All right, I don't want to talk about the legislative session because that has nothing to do on the federal side. She's talking about how great NAFTA is. She's talking about if you can't reciprocate, then it's a bad deal. Guess why Donald Trump is doing what he's doing? Isn't that interesting? So I guess I better walk with Kevin. Because gets up every day, it's the same. Doesn't flip-flop, doesn't change, doesn't say he supports this person or that person or whatever. I have more for you. Have you seen these TV ads? The TV ads in which Heidi Heitkamp is talking about Hillary Clinton being the greatest president ever. Remember that? Hillary Clinton, whose approval rating was, I don't know what, but you can't get much lower than her approval rating was in North Dakota. And by the way, Barack Obama, same thing. So thankfully, a family member of hers interviewed her about her views on Obama and Hillary, and we get to get a little insight into it. And we found
it. I thought she was amazing. I think Barack Obama is going to be amazing. And I think that we are on our way to a better United States in the next 8 years.
And I have to say that last night you come and everybody gets certain things from speeches. But when she brought up Harriet Tubman, and when you hear the dogs, keep going. And when you see the lanterns, keep going. And when she said that, it's not often after being involved in politics this long that I still get goosebumps the way I got them last night. But, I started screaming like we had won the Class B basketball tournament. It was so good. It was so good. And it just reminded me why Hillary Clinton is part of this party, why I'm so proud she is.
Yeah, she was amazing. And I'm sure that Barack Obama is going to be amazing. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay, lots of amazings. Lots of amazings. Do you think that lines up with... you think that lines up with about what? 15% of North Dakotans? maybe 10. This is the problem Hillary Clinton, excuse me, Heidi Heitkamp has. She has to get up every day and pretend to be somebody she's not. And those two clips are prime examples. Cozying up to Trump while saying Hillary would be the greatest president ever. Barack Obama's amazing. Never would I be for that deal. No way I can't be for that deal if we can't reciprocate. Mm. Guy's trying to... In fact, what is the word Donald Trump uses more than anything about trade negotiations? It has to be reciprocal. We've got to be able to do even level playing field. That's what he's fighting for. What she's fighting for is one more vote, trying to scare people rather than say, let's get in this together and fix this. Very tough being somebody you're not. We're inside 100 days, folks, to this momentous election. Pretty amazing. That's my take. I want yours, 258-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water, we're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Listen to your radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. Or you can text Todd. Sure you can. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Your call, either one of them. Text either of us. You'll get on the air either way. Or call us at 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. You know, if you go to the website, H-A-T and Sons, T for Thompson. You got it, right? And you click on commercial contract maintenance. There's a little link there. And right at the top of that page, there's a little video. And the video boils down exactly what they do in their link service with a unique maintenance program they build specific for you. So you've got a financial and a mechanical solution to lowering your owning and operating costs. And look, all the challenges you face when you're looking at P&L, increasing costs, deferred maintenance issues, the buildings are getting more complex, aging infrastructure, is everybody comfortable, right? I mean, those are sort of weigh on you. And costs often grow and grow and grow and are unpredictable, and this puts total predictability into it. The comfort's better. The equipment's better. You know, it's great. And, of course, all the hidden charges, you forget about capital expenditures and parts and material and the lost productivity when something doesn't work. And so if you want to improve your building's environment, protect your assets, and lower your operating costs, you need Link at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. All right, we have a couple of calls that came in during the break, so I can get to those here this morning and welcome others at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Oh, the parade we were talking about has its own website, ndautumnfest.com. Next time somebody says, hey, what's the date of that? I'm just going to say ndautumnfest.com. All right, and we'll be there. We'll be taking that in. All right.
Awesome.
Todd, can you play the last couple of calls there that came in? For some reason, I'm getting... Now I think I got it fixed. Let's see.
Yes, Scott. Well, I just wanted to make a comment to the caller from South Dakota, you know, about, you know, the tariffs and stuff. You know, they're struggling, whatever. But, you know, I would think that he'd understand that farming, you know, producing beef and all that is going to have its ups and downs. You know, right now I'm just driving out by the Glendon-Dilworth area, and it looks to me that the farmers are doing fine. They're driving new tractors and driving new pickups. So I think it's just that, you know, poor me attitude. You know, they've had it good for so long, and then now Mr. Trump is just trying to make it a more fair playing field, and they don't like it because it might disrupt what they got. So that's just all I wanted to say.
All right, that's interesting. And I don't agree with that caller that it's a poor me thing. I think it's understandable uncertainty after challenging times. I also agree that, you know, some operations are in better financial shape than others, right, depending on the amount of debt you had going into this. Thankfully, overall, the industry is low on debt, but some folks have debt, and there'd be concerns there. So I don't ever say it's poor me when a business model has been disrupted and you're concerned about it. On the other hand, if we all agree that it's not working, and if we all agree, I've never seen agriculture get the attention it's getting from government right now, ever. Have you? Tell me another time. And that's just sheer numbers, right? I mean, the population centers of this country outnumber flyover country, as it's been known for decades, big time. So it just out of sight, out of mind, and just the numbers aren't there. Same thing happens in the farm bill. You really got to battle there. You got to do different alliances and put things in there you don't like to get a deal done. So it's, you know, but right now, agriculture is the reason, at least most often mentioned, that Donald Trump is attempting to fix this. And I've asked repeatedly on this program, you tell me if you're no longer comfortable with this. You tell me the stories we need to hear to pass on to whoever we need to get on the program and tell them. And what I hear, 80-20 is we get it, fix it, get it done. We want to be done. We want this to end once and for all. Let Trump negotiate better deals. That's what I hear. Tell me if you disagree with that. Paul in Sherwood, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Can you, I wanted to say hi to Mr. Todd and Mr. Scott.
Thank you. Yeah.
And wish Mrs. Crystal a happy belated birthday, because I missed when she was on the air yesterday. Can you convince the farmers that they can burn canola, corn, and beans and heat their house and grind it for food so they're way ahead of the rest of us? If we would have voted out property tax, they'd have been in business. But they can last through this fall, next fall, and the fall after, and stand behind the president.
You think they should?
Yeah, because they can heat their house and eat what they grow, even if there isn't a price, until they come around and beg for the food, sir. They should be with President Trump and supporting no matter what.
Well, again, at least the ones that are calling, I'm not saying everybody listening is in that camp, but I've never known folks that disagree on things not to call and state their opinion. That's kind of a staple of North Dakota common sense, and also something that happens regularly on this program. So, you know, the people we're hearing from, the vast majority.
I think there's some of them that don't realize that they can. The property tax is going to be a problem. I wish we'd voted that out, because you're just renting your land from the government.
Sure. All right, Paul, thank you. We were up in your neck of the woods not long ago over at Antler.
Yeah, well, I don't like crowds, and I had a delivery coming that I was waiting for, Mr. Scott. I wish I'd have went.
Yeah, that was a fun time. It's wonderful.
I really enjoyed your coverage of the presidential meeting down there.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I've talked to Interbase, asked them if they, did you know Farmers Union was protesting that? And they
protesting.
Said, no, we did not.
Yeah, they call it a rally. You call it a protest. You know, tomato, tomato. I hear you. But there was a counter event to the Trump event. It was. Paul, thanks for the call. God bless you. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says a taped recording of President Trump's conversation with his then-lawyer, Michael Cohen, was doctored before Cohen released it.
He's capable, I think, unfortunately, of doctoring tapes. Hasn't done that. Be hard to do it now, since we have an expert all over it.
The discussion involving then-candidate Trump in 2016 involves an alleged payment to cover up a former Playboy model's claim of an affair with Donald Trump. Giuliani telling Fox News Sunday he wants to hear the original recordings in full length. And he also says Cohen can't be trusted.
And the man is a pathological manipulator, liar.
Giuliani is saying that nothing in the recording is incriminating against President Trump. The death toll from the car fire in Northern California now up to 6. At least 800 buildings have been destroyed. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Infrastructure in just a moment here, and to welcome your calls for the House and Senate majority leaders on the program in the North Dakota Legislature at 800-228-0550 on this beautiful Monday, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503, or text me at 701-367-2054. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. You see, Michael Lindell was back at the White House last week hanging out with President Trump for the Made in America showcase. I don't mention that often, but there's another reason to buy a MyPillow. It's made in America. Exactly right. And by the way, in Minnesota, right in our neighboring Minnesota with a whole lot of, TLC, the best pillow that there ever was. It really is nothing short of incredible. Oh, it is really, really good. So anyway, buy one, get one deal is back. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Or anything they sell, including two things I'll tell you about because I have them. One is the MyPillow for pets. It's the go-to just sort of collapse spot for Hudson and Herbie at our house. And also the Giza sheets. Those are really something. So 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, our guests are here. The Senate Majority Leader, Rich Wardner from Dickinson. Senator, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. Good.
Good. Good to hear your voice. Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader from Fargo. Al, how you doing?
Great morning, Scott.
Fantastic. So let's start at the beginning of why on this plan. What is behind this plan? Rich, I'll start with you. What are you trying to accomplish here?
Well, what's behind it is, as we were doing the study, I'm the chairman of the Interim Energy Development and Transmission Committee, and we're studying hub cities. And we've been studying hub cities for over a year, and constantly the thing comes up that the non-oil subdivisions, counties, cities, townships across the state keep saying, we've got needs to, we've got infrastructure challenges. And then when you talk to the Association of Counties, Terry Traynor, he laid it out that they are only receiving about half the dollars they need to keep up with roads and bridges. And Blake Crosby from the League of Cities, the same thing with cities. They've got infrastructure needs in water, sewer, streets, and they're falling behind. And so that really was the motivation. And I want to also point out that Representative Striley and Senator Hogue are talking about a plan of using some money from the legacy principle, which really isn't going over. But they were on the right track as far as saying there's needs out there, And we need to address them. So that was really the motivation.
Al, share your view on the needs here and the overview of why we're doing this.
Well, when we set up the, you can call them buckets, you can call distribution, Scott, but you know, the oil tax is kind of complicated how it's distributed. But years ago, we set up a fund called the Strategic Investment and Infrastructure Fund. And this is not a new task for us, except it was basically one project at a time paid for out of the portion of the oil tax that rolled into that fund. Well, this time we moved that fund down and we moved this $230 million, basically, into that same spot for the oil distribution, because as more money comes in, these buckets fill. And we thought there would be no better way than to try and distribute it to all the oil, the non-oil producing counties and cities and townships across the state, so that they have a methodology where they can look to the future and plan ahead and fix their infrastructure. Because if you talk to anybody, it's pay me now or pay me later. So we thought it was a win-win to do that. It's a bucket that already exists. It's not new money. We're not stealing it from anybody else. I've been kind of interested to watch the Democrats' reaction, because all the cities, counties, and townships love it, and they're just beside themselves trying to figure out there's got to be something wrong with this. And, Scott, there's not.
Senator, you obviously from Dickinson are from oil country. Has this been a case of just so many needs to obviously support an industry very important to the economy of North Dakota and the oil industry that understandably in a time of you know, resources being pinched, that you're going to favor one over the other, and you had to get that one ramped up? In other words, is it the non-oil producing region's turn now? Is that basically what you're saying here?
Well, I think so, and I just want you to know, Scott, that when I was out working on the surge 4 years ago, I did make the comment several times that we need to get this surge funding for oil country. And when we get that, then we need to take a look at non-oil entities and make sure that they get their needs met. And so that was it. And, you know, we still have needs out here in oil country. Don't get me wrong. We still got to maintain the infrastructure to keep the industry going. But the surge did a great job of getting us at least with our head above the waterline, and we're able to function. And we think that we have enough revenue coming now that if we manage it right, we can take care of the needs. So I guess I just feel that the whole state, we want to bring the state together. I've never seen anything bring the state together like this particular proposal. And I'm glad. I'll be honest, Scott, I'm tired of talking about East versus West. This way, everybody's involved. Everybody needs to watch the oil markets. Everybody's involved. And just remember, on those buckets that we put in, those funds, you know, the state is not going to be left on the hook. If they don't fill, Scott, then it's prorated out. In other words, if they don't get the 115 in the county township and the 115 million in the cities, and it ends up at 80 million in each one of them, then that's prorated out. So we feel that the state is not on the hook. We're helping, but just remember that the forecast is the buckets are going to fill. The price would have to go down to 30 bucks a barrel, and we would be at 1.1 million barrels a day before they wouldn't fill. So they're going to fill. And I think going forward, this is a great proposal. And I want you to know, this isn't the one biennium thing. This is to go on into the future and help our cities take care of the needs that they have.
And, Al, how do these fill? You know, you're talking about the buckets, the county township infrastructure fund, the municipal city infrastructure fund, the airport infrastructure fund. And, you know, Rich just said if they don't fill, then obviously less goes out. But how do they fill? What will fill them?
Well, Rich can give you the whole breakdown. But the key item was that when we did all these buckets, we made sure that the general fund was not totally dependent upon oil revenue, because you know how volatile that price can be in the oil market. So there's only going to be an anticipated $400 million of oil money out of the $2.9 or $3.3 billion that's collected going into the general fund. And the rest of it goes in. There's a lot of it that's constitutional, Scott. It's really hard to explain it over the phone. But these buckets that come out of this extraction tax, and Rich has probably the sheet right in front of him, but that it, as it steps down, as the revenue is collected, the general fund is taken care of, And then there's other issues that are taken care of. And then they, as we get down farther down the line, then this infrastructure fund, which was called the SIF fund, the Strategic Investment Fund before, fails. And then as it goes farther down, that Strategic Investment Fund starts to fill again, even after this, this money for the cities, counties, and townships fills. And we were very specific, Scott, that there are only certain things you can use this money for. We do not want to build parking lots, swimming pools, and a lot of those type of issues. We want it to be water towers and infrastructure and urban gutter. And every dollar, we believe that every dollar that goes into these is one less dollar the taxpayer has to pay on his property, either in special assessments or general taxes. So this is true property tax relief. It's a very smart idea. And the mayor of Fargo came to the meeting, and he was with us in Fargo, and he said, and Bruce Grubb started this comment, this is a game changer for the cities and counties and townships in North Dakota. And I believe, and Rich and I firmly believe, this is exactly what it is. It's a game changer to rebuild the state's infrastructure.
Yeah, I don't remember that kind of talk coming very often from, you know, the municipal folks to the state leaders. So that is a change. Speaking of state leaders, the governor said the following about this. We commend legislative leaders for proposing a plan that addresses critical infrastructure needs across our entire state for the long-term benefit of our citizens, while also still maintaining funding for hub cities in the oil patch. While we are still analyzing the plan, components of it appear promising, and we look forward to working with the legislature on proposals with the transformative impact that ensure taxpayer resources are invested based on need with a focus on smart, efficient infrastructure. It's important to note this plan does not add dollars to the general fund over the current biennium's level, and closing the substantial gap between ongoing revenues and ongoing expenditures remains a significant challenge for next biennium. Rich, what did you think of that statement?
Well, I'm satisfied with that statement. That's fine. That's kind of the way it is. People need to understand that this is money out of next biennium's buckets. It doesn't come out of the SIF this biennium, it's next biennium, and we need to understand that they fill last. And so it'll be the second year of the biennium when the money will be available. But once we get into the rotation, that will come every biennium on a regular basis. We want to make sure that our counties and cities and townships can count on this and manage. Absolutely. Representative Carlson's right. We're not interested in fancy things. We don't need swimming pools, and we don't need parks. That's a different funding. We need to take care of our streets and our roads and our bridges. That's what this is for, and that's what people have been tugging on me about. And as we look at our infrastructure definition, we will be looking at it between now and the session and getting input and making sure that we have it just the way we want it. We're taking input from the people on the ground on what it, you know, and what it should be. But we have some definite feelings about that.
Scott, I just want to add one thing. This money is not meant to be used to bond against. We don't want them doing getting a $10 million check and then bonding for $100 million. This is meant to be you put the project online and you pay for the project. This isn't a bondable amount of dollars. And that gets people in trouble. It gets municipalities in trouble. So it's going to be very specific, like Rich said.
Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, and Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, on a new $280 million infrastructure plan rolled out last week, funding package, statewide funding targeting cities, counties, and townships, known as hub cities, which basically has to do with the size of the community. We'll finish up with these two, and we come back, and if you have a question or comment, now's the time to get it in. 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition too easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specification. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
On your mind, chat with Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, about a plan unveiled last week. Republican legislative leaders proposing a $280 million infrastructure funding package. Questions or comments, welcome for them at 800-228-0550. And Jeff in Newtown does have a question for you. Fellas, go ahead, Jeff.
Under previous administrations here in the state and previous legislative sessions, there have been attempts to shift spending from the local levels over to the state level to kind of affect the decreases in property taxes. And just before the break, I think Senator Warner touched a little bit on the need to define what types of projects are going to be eligible for these low-interest loans from the legacy fund. And I think that is absolutely crucial that they come up with a rock-solid definition of what exactly is an infrastructure project and which qualifies for one of these loans. And in addition to that, I think they need to make sure that there's something written in that encourages local government to reduce their property tax burden on their taxpayers across the board. I don't know how you're going to do that, but I think for every dollar they borrow, there needs to be some attempt, some legislation that forces them to look for a cut elsewhere so that they can reduce that property tax burden.
I'm going to piggyback on your question, Jeff, from a texter that says, what does this do for the property taxpayer? So obviously others are concerned about that as well. Rich, Al, whoever wants to take that, go ahead.
Well, I'll go ahead. First of all, I understand this is not a property tax buy down. It's simply when you've got infrastructure needs in your political sub, whether it be a city, a county, or a township, there's going to be money there so you can take care of it without going to the taxpayers and taxing them. Now, I want to keep in mind this particular proposal is not a loan. This is money, grant money, tax, oil tax revenue money that's going to those political subs. And the people in that political district, subdivision district, need to hold their commissioners feet to the fire and say, look, you've got money to take care of these infrastructure needs. Don't be raising our taxes to take care of it. So we need to have the citizens help us on this.
All right, Al, you want to add any two cents or go to the next one?
I think it's just direct property tax relief because it's not going to get shifted to the taxpayer. Because if a bridge goes out, somebody's got to fix it. And if that bridge goes out, if this state infrastructure money would be allowed to fix that, otherwise, that would have been a burden on every person that owns a piece of property in that district. So this is property tax relief, but again, we need to be very specific. The guy brought up the topic about the legacy fund. That'll be a debate during the session. There's some people who think we should go into the principle of that fund, which we could do this time with a two-thirds vote. But I think Rich and I will both agree we're not in favor of that. The question is, if there's about... there could be up to $400 million of interest on that. How do we leverage and use that interest to benefit the citizens of the state of North Dakota? Because the legacy fund was set up as a future fund, and we need to make sure that it affects the future and it's built for the future. So there'll be a lot of discussion on that. I can tell you I'm not in favor of digging into the principle. I think it's wide open to talk about the possible good uses that we can for the interest off of that fund.
Texter says, sounds to me like the oil-producing counties, are having to pay for Fargo flood protection. We still need to use that money here in the West. Our roads are awful in our cities and towns, need the funding that's coming from our own areas.
You know, they have been, the diversion funding and the flood protection funding for Fargo has always come from oil money. It's come from the Resources Trust Fund that is a portion of the oil tax. So it also is going to Minot for their flood protection. It's going to the NAS. It's going to the Western Area Water Supply. It's going to a lot of areas. So we need to smartly divide the money. And there's no question this doesn't take dollars away from the West. In fact, with the increased price of oil, there's a significant bump in the amount of money received by the political subdivisions out West this time. So you just have to see the whole picture. Our intent was not to rob from Peter to pay Paul. It was to distribute what we'd already been distributing into buckets and have a very targeted use for it. And I think it was a smart thing to do for the state.
Texter says it's hard. Go ahead, Rich.
I was just going to say I agree with Al. And we made sure we kept the oil counties and subdivisions whole. So they're not affected by this proposal.
Another person says it's hard to say government doesn't have infrastructure money when they're spending money painting polka dots and crosswalks like Bismarck. Meanwhile, there are huge potholes unrepaired for weeks. Not unlike the property tax buy down, which a lot of people said there wasn't enough clawback to say how are you spending the money, spend less so that actually all goes to the taxpayer. I mean, any strings on these funds to make sure it's being spent wisely, gentlemen?
Well, the only strings is that they've got to do it on infrastructure, and we will define what that infrastructure is, taking more input from the people.
And we'll expect a full accounting at the end of each biennium what it was spent for. And that'll tell us whether we need to even tighten further the restrictions we have. But this, it's a great plan. It's a game changer, Scott.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks very much. Appreciate the time today and an update on the plan. We'll follow it closely. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.